everyone loves to receive gifts. And this season, God has several just for you. Today on Daily in the Word, Dr. Paul Chappell helps us discover God's gracious gifts.
Jesus truly is the Son of God. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And I want to challenge you this morning. Come to the manger, look at the cross, and then go out this week and tell someone else the wonderful story of Jesus Christ. Otherwise, it's just kind of a tradition.
For Christians, Christmas is more than a time of festive celebration. It's a time of reverence and wonder for the God who sent His Son to connect with the human race. The real gift of Christmas is Jesus. Welcome to Daily in the Word. This program features the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. In our series, God's Gracious Gifts, Pastor Chappell will take us back to the place where Christ was born and remind us of why He came and what His birth means for us today. And now, here's Pastor Paul Chappell with part two of a message called A Majestic Gift.
That bloodline of the Lord Jesus Christ, which came from the Holy Spirit of God, was shed on the cross so that we might have atonement and forgiveness, and so that all people might have atonement and forgiveness. And so now the song in heaven the angels are singing is, "Worthy is the Lamb." How many of you agree this morning? He is worthy of our praise and of our adoration. We were having the college choir sing a few weeks back, and they came to the end of their songs, and the last song was the Hallelujah Chorus. And when we heard the orchestra playing the Hallelujah Chorus, the congregation stood to their feet, and I was doing a little research. Someone had asked me, why do we stand for that song? And how many of you know sometimes you just do stuff because it's the right thing to do? You know it's the right thing to do, and so forth. And I thought I knew, but I wanted to go back and check. And sure enough, when Handel's Messiah was given in London, I believe it was King George II who was there present, hearing this great debut of this great masterpiece of music. And they had heard the Lord extolled and praised throughout this musical. And as they came to this particular chorus, as the Hallelujah Chorus rang out, clearly the chorus was placing Jesus Christ as the King of Kings and as the name above every name. And as the song was given, as the message was understood, King George II stood to his feet. And the protocol simply stated was that when the king would do that, all would rise as well. And the King of England, recognizing who was being praised in the song, stood in honor of the King of Kings. And so it is today that as that chorus is given around the world, men and women stand to their feet honoring the name that is above every name, the Lord Jesus Christ. This host understood that. And from heaven, we get a glimpse of the majesty of the one who was born on Christmas morning. Notice the declaration in particular in verse 14. It says, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Now the Romans, they were great at trying to say how good things were going. Much like the politicians of the day, they always have the answer. Very seldomly do you find someone humbly putting their knee in the snow, as did George Washington, asking God for wisdom. The Romans had established in 27 BC something called the Pax Romanus, and they had determined that because of their decree, there would be peace on the earth. It was the Roman peace decree. How many peace decrees have we seen established in the United Nations and amongst others and in many places, and yet the world goes on without peace? That's the type of feeling they had in the first century. They had a feeling that Rome was promising, but Rome was not delivering. And so it was that the message of the angels was peace on earth, goodwill toward men. And what a blessing to know the message is still true today. The Bible says in Romans chapter 5 and verse 1, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The reason that they said peace on earth is because the peace giver had been born, and because the Lord Jesus Christ was born in order that he might die on the cross of Calvary, then they could ring out the message, peace on earth. And my friend, if you're here this morning, and though it may be in your life that there are trials or physical trials or family trials, though you may have problems surrounding you, if you have Christ within you, you have the peace that Jesus Christ promises. Oh, there is a coming kingdom. There is a place of peace called heaven, but there is a person of peace named Jesus, and they were ringing out the praise of the Lord Jesus Christ and the peace that he brought to this earth. And so the announcement of the angel, it was a wonderful, compelling announcement. The adoration of the heavenly host gives us a glimpse of the majesty of Jesus Christ. But I want you to notice finally with me this morning, the action of the shepherds. The action of the shepherds. Now, how many of you believe that such a message given in such a way might be life-changing? How many of you, if tonight, as you're driving home from church, going down Avenue K at about 30th Street East or West, suddenly the angel of the Lord came upon you, and the glory of the Lord shone round about you, and the heavenly host sang a song or two to you and told you something. How many of you think it might alter your behavior? Now, it wouldn't alter some Baptist behaviors. I know some Baptists who'd go, cool, dude, let's go to Hometown Buffet. You know, just kind of, I don't know what it's going to take to get some Christians awakened today. You know what I mean? But I have a feeling that most born-again people would go, wow, I can't live for sheep anymore. I can't spend my days chewing on straw and talking about stuff. And the Bible tells us that what they saw changed their lives. And I want you to recognize that if you truly believe something, it will affect your behavior. And if you are living kind of like the guy next door who doesn't even know Jesus, and your life is really just almost the same as the people that are fighting and quarreling and living for lustful desires, if your life's about like that, you might want to do a little check this Christmas and make sure that you know the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior and that he's ruling and reigning as the Lord of your life. Well, notice the action of the shepherds. First of all, let's see their pursuit for Christ. What do they do? In verse 15, it says, "And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass. Let us now go even unto Bethlehem." Their response was to seek the Lord. Psalm 111 in verse 2, the works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. And I want to tell you what, when you get a hold of the truth of Christmas, the desire of your heart is this: I want to be a better Christian. I want to be where the Lord is. I want to be with the Lord. I want to see the great works of the Lord. Now, I don't know what you're pursuing this week. Maybe a few minutes with a grandchild. Maybe time with some relatives. Maybe you're looking forward to a present. Maybe there's a boy in here that wants to get a Daisy BB gun. That was one of my big Christmas wishes. I remember that. What better way to terrorize brothers and sisters than running around with a BB gun? Maybe you're hoping for something else. I don't know. And you know what? All of the blessings of fellowship or food or gifts, every good gift and perfect gift cometh down from above, from the Father of lights. Listen, it's a wonderful thing to serve such a blessed Savior who gives so bountifully. But if you miss the message from the shepherds this morning, you miss the real meaning. Because the message was, having realized who Jesus is and that he's here, they wanted to be close to him. They wanted to see and be with their Savior, the Lord Jesus. There was a fellow working in a mall as a Santa Claus, and kids would come in and they would ask for presents and so forth. And lots of kids would ask for the same present, lots of young boys especially. They would ask for a train set. And train sets are cool. And lots of little boys like train sets. And so his habit, when they would ask for a train set, this particular man would say something like this to them. He'd say, "Well, that'd be fine, son, but you know if you get a train set, you're going to share that with your daddy." And they'd kind of, you know, a lot of them would say, okay, or that's fine, or whatever. And so he said that to one young man. And And the young man got kind of silent, and so the Santa Claus fellow was going to kind of move the conversation along. He said, now, what else would you like for Christmas? And the little boy looked right at him. He said, another train. He wanted that train all to himself. He didn't want to share it. And sometimes the attitude at this time of year can go that direction. But the fact of the matter is, wise men, women, boys, and girls who have seen the glory of the Lord and your sins are forgiven, and you can remember the time when you were saved, and you know that Jesus lives within you, the most precious pursuit of this week is the pursuit of Jesus Christ. Through His Word, through the services, through the music, drawing closer to Him. The commentator Adam Clark said, all delays are dangerous, but he who delays to seek Jesus, when the angels, the messengers of God, bring him glad tidings of salvation, risks his present safety and his eternal happiness. Friend, if you're here this morning and you have never accepted Jesus as your Savior, and you've been kind of putting off this matter of coming to Christ and asking for the forgiveness of your sin and following Him with your life, I want to encourage you, don't put it off another day. Behold, today is the day of salvation. Pursue the Lord Jesus Christ. Then they not only pursued Him, but notice, of course, they found Him. The Bible says in verse number 16, and they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Verse 17, and when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. Notice their praise of Christ. Oh, they pursued after Christ, and when they saw it, when they had confirmed in their heart what they had heard, now they had seen it. The Bible says they made Christ known everywhere they went. Psalm 66, 16, come and hear all ye that fear God, and I will declare what He hath done for my soul. My friend, at this joyous and glad time of year, we are living in a nation where some of the fastest growing belief systems and causes are things like things that are being passed in Congress, and religious freedoms that are being expressed sometimes are the exact opposite, diametrically opposed to what we celebrate. And one of the reasons is because of Christians who are not like the shepherds, Christians who do a little bit of ceremonial time in church but forget to go out and tell others that Christ child has been born. Jesus truly is the Son of God. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And there is none other name given under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And I want to challenge you this morning. Come to the manger, look at the cross, and then go out this week and tell someone else the wonderful story of Jesus Christ. Otherwise, it's just kind of a tradition. It's kind of like going to church and flexing down and flexing up and getting some holy water and going back out and just doing whatever we used to do. My friend, let this be more than a ceremony. Let this year be a life-changing event for you. Look at the Savior and then go out to the world and make known abroad what Jesus Christ has done. The Bible says in verse number 18, and all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. Psalm 107 and verse 15, oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. I hope you'll take time this week to praise the Lord. I hope you'll look some folks right in the eye and say to them, Merry Christmas, and here's a gospel track. I'd like to invite you to Lancaster Baptist Church. Jesus is the reason for the season. Look at friend, as the Holy Spirit gives utterance, you follow His leadership, as the shepherds did, going out making known abroad that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's the will of Christ for us. Jesus said, as the Father hath sent me, even so send I you.
You've been listening to the 15-minute edition of Daily in the Word, featuring the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. If you'd like to connect with Pastor Chappell on Facebook or Twitter, go to paulchappell.com and click on his social media links.
We hope today's message has encouraged you. Dr. Chappell serves as a pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church, and he is the author of many books. But most of all, he has a passion and love for you. If you've been helped through Dr. Chappell's ministry, he'd love to hear your story. Visit us on our website today, where you can listen to today's entire message, become a partner in the Word, and sign up for Pastor Chappell's Daily in the Word email devotional. Visit us at paulchappell.com. And thank you for listening today. Be sure to join us next time as we continue to discover God's answers for today's challenges here on Daily in the Word.